All right. So this analysis, so this is a summary of the error, and this tells you why you use Simpson's rule. At least why you use it to compare to trapezoidal. Now, the error in the trapezoidal rule is some coefficient which you have to diligently calculate times the second derivative of the function f in the region a to b. You get that by using the mean value theorem several times. You'll find that you can show that. And it's easy to see that the coefficient is going to be h cubed, where h is the grid size, or proportional to the grid size. So the trapezoidal error goes to zero like the grid size cubed. Now you would have expected Simpson, because it has one higher order, it's exact for a quadratic, that the error would be the third derivative of f times h to the fourth. However, that is not true. It's the fifth power of h times the fourth derivative of f. And the reason for that is, extremely simple. It's because the integral of x cubed from minus 1 to 1 is 0. So it cancels due to symmetry. So you'll find that the Newton-Cotes formulae with g of x equal to 1 always have this peculiar feature that the formulae with 3 points, 5 points, 7 points are all one accurate to one higher level than you would have expected. And they all correspond to the fact that you see they have this symmetry in the coefficients, which you can easily see has to be true. And that symmetry implies that the odd powers of the polynomials must vanish identically. So we use Simpson for the following sort of trivial reason. It's unexpectedly accurate, and there's two powers of h better than trapezoidal, and people can remember 141, you can remember seven numbers at a time or something. That's your short-term memory. So 141 is something that anybody can remember. So it has a nice simple formula for the coefficients. So it's not much harder than trapezoidal, and you gain a lot in error. Much better, much more accurate than trapezoidal. Now, you do have to remember a little more than 141. You have to remember 1, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 1. Because what you really apply in any real problem is 3 points or whatever the normal Simpson's rule has 3 points. So very few cases when you're calculating something of importance is a 3-point integral enough. We want maybe a 21-point integral. And we do not use Newton-Cotes with polynomials of degree 20. We typically use this iterated Simpson's rule, which I illustrated on the previous transparency. So the iterated Simpson rule then if we go back to that, so if we go back here, the iterated Simpson's rule. We have Simpson from here to here, Simpson from here to here, Simpson if we continue from here to here. And so you have 1, 4, 1, 1, 4, 1. And so the 1's add up in the middle to get a 2. So when you apply Simpson's rule into just contiguous regions, all that you get, the 4's and then you get twos in between the four. So the pattern is 1, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 1. That's what you have to remember. So I just